gani tena?
And so we have seen that the Lord is speaking very powerfully to the church of this age.
Kwa hivyo tunaona ya kwamba Bwana anazungumza kwa njia ya nguvu kabisa kwa kanisa la majira haya.
On this matter of readiness.
Katika swala hili la utayari.
That the church needs to be ready and prepared all the time. And the Lord uses that readiness which is pegged onto the imminency of His return.
主要使用你的做好准备, 就是任何瞬间主基督来临的, 主借此来要界定谁是主的教会。
Luke chapter 12, verses 35 to verse 48. And we are beginning verse 40.
40开始,
of Luke chapter 12.
路加十二,
he says,
他说,
you also must be ready.
你们也要预备,
because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
因为你们想不到的时候, 人子就来了。
This is very powerful, blessed people.
非常的强大, 蒙福的人们。 因为他说,
it is the imminency of the return of Christ.
基督来临的紧迫性,
it was the return of Christ.
是基督的再临,
that kept the first century church living enthusiastic with salvation on a daily basis.
抓住第一个世纪的基督徒, 活出天天圣洁公义的生活。
You also must be ready.
那你们也要做好准备。
Because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you not expect, you do not expect him.
因为你想不到的时候, 人子就来了。
35, begin from there.
35节来开始。
It says the following.
他说,
be dressed ready for service.
你们腰里要束上带, 灯也要点着, 非常的强大, 因为古代的时候, 人们一般穿衣服, 很长的衣服,
your gown and tie it around your waist and fold the sleeve to ready yourself for that task.
这样一来你要做出来什么工作事情你必须要把这袋子带在你的腰里然后把这个衣服卷起来因为一般人们都穿长的衣服 古时候古代的时候,
they say servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet.
修子古代都卷起来要做工作吗? 自己好像仆人等候主人, 从婚姻的筵席上回来, 他来到叩门, 并且在这的核心词是仆人, 仆人是核心词。
So in other words, he's saying that we Christians were servants of Christ throughout.
换言之，我们基督徒是基督的仆人。 我们的一生就是基督的仆人， 神的仆人， 圣灵的仆人。
You can see how the two prophets of Lord live, of the Lord live their lives.
你可以看到两位先知是怎么样的生活，他的整个24个小时，每分每秒都是主的仆人。一直以来，哪怕睡觉， 神又跟他说话， 他醒过来总是服侍主， 总是做一个神的仆人。 换言之基督徒是随时随地 都要做神仆人的事情。
Sisi wa Kristo, wote sisi ni watumishi wa Mwenyezi Mungu wa Kristo. He says like servants, and then he says waiting. The key word there is waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet.
然后等候, 另一个核心词就是等候，仆人等候。
So that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. That bespeaks readiness. That servants are in readiness. They are prepared all the time to open the door.
主人从婚宴的筵席上回来，他来到后门就立刻给他开门，换言之他已经做好准备等候他，任何说主人来了他已经做好准备来打开门了。换言之第一个世纪的基督徒、为基督的来临如此的等候，迫切的等候基督的灾临，一直到他们为基督而死，没有任何一个不愿意，他们是非常乐意自愿的做出这样的选择。
And you can see that the Lord demands that they immediately, the key word is they immediately open the door.
并且主在这要求我们立刻的、立刻的要把门打开。
Then he moves on to verse 37.
37节。
Now underscoring the importance of preparedness.
现在来要强调预备何等重要。
It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes.
主人来了，看见仆人警醒，那仆人就有福了。
So now here he's talking about the faithful servants. That's why he says those servants. So when he comes immediately, finds them watching, waiting for him. In other words, those servants, meaning there are other servants that will not be watching.
换言之，那众生的等候他，主人来了，立刻给他开门的这个主人，这个仆人。就是那仆人，换言之那有一个没有忠诚的没有等候他的仆人也有啊。在这所说的那仆人这句话来已经把他们分别开来了，那有一些就是没有等候他没有立刻给主人开门的仆人，可是主在这那仆人这句话来了区别开来了。
It will be good. He's saying it's a wonderful thing. It's the desire of God. There will be a reward. There will be a recompense for those whose master finds them watching. In other words, the Lord is saying there will be a reward for preparedness.
他引着主人来了，看见这样的仆人，就是警醒的仆人，这个仆人就是那个仆人就有福了。换言之总是做好准备是得到这个赏赐的。
There will be a gift and a reward for readiness, preparedness, for alertness.
你的警醒你的做好准备那有应当的赏赐等着你。
He's raising here to instruct the present day church that alertness will be rewarded.
这是赐给现今教会的一个信息，就是警醒是有赏赐等着你给赔偿你的警醒，补偿你这警醒是得到赏赐的，做好准备是有得到赏赐的，准备得到赏赐。我实在告诉你们，主人必叫他们坐席，自己束上带，并且伺候他们。这是难之心的。就怎么样的，重视你的预备，你的做好准备，你的警醒，这么大的方式来赏赐给你，伺候你。他在这说道，
he will convert them into the kingdom of God. He will give them an eternal blessing that cannot be expressed in this life.
到了天堂，那给他们永恒的祝福，永远的祝福，完全的转换，就是在这地上他们付的代价。
They were ready. That readiness of them will be rewarded by saying that He, the Lord Himself, He will dress Himself.And he will have them recline at the dinner table of the wedding feast, and he will come and wait on them, serve them. Meaning he's converting them from servants to lords.
换言之，他们的准备，他们的警醒是受到赏赐的。现在他们到那去参加这个坐席，然后呢，就是 受到这个主人的一个欢迎，主人的伺候。现在这个立场都改变了，身份都改变了，现在仆人成为主人了，坐在这个坐席的主人了。他们受到服侍呢，他们现在服侍他们的是谁呀？伺候他们的是谁呀？你们可以想象，就是主何等的重视，何等的高度的评价你的警醒，你的做好准备，你在地上的准备，准备好的态度。
God places a premium that we cannot even describe in this life on this waiting for Him, watchfulness, preparedness, readiness, alertness, blessed people.
警醒的等候他，迫切的等候，做好准备，当真等候他。这样的人得到的赏赐是我们在这地上无法想象的。
And you see that this preparedness that the Lord is using here now to present a reward, to present a picture of the heavenly reward, this same preparedness is what He uses to divide the church, to define His true followers, that His true followers that He will take into glory, the family of God, are those servants whose master will find them watching when He arrives, please.
并且用这样的态度，就是警醒的做好准备来等候主人来的，任何时候立刻开门的这样的仆人来，现在分别开来，谁是真正的主基督再来的时候要提走的属于神家的神的家属，以这样的方式来界定。
They are not waiting for Him. The Lord will reward those who have been waiting for Him. In other words, the Christian calling from day one is to wait for Jesus.
他已经是没有警醒的人呢，没有警醒的等候他的人呢，没有收到这个邀请，没有收到被踢走的资格。这样一来，呼召基督徒，呼唤基督徒的一个呼召方式，就是让你等待，让你警醒的等候。
And he will find, he will look for those who have been waiting for him. And them alone he will take and give them an unbelievable gift, turning them from servants into masters in the kingdom of God.
他来要寻找的，他来要呼叫的，就是那些警醒的等候他的人，把他们提走了，就在天堂那，身份完全改变了，他们现在成为主人了，要受到主基督的伺候。非常的惊人。他来只有寻找那些警醒等候他的人们。
Whose master will find them watching when he comes, meaning waiting for him.
所以在这把他们称之为那仆人，那仆人就是现在整个世界的所有的基督徒停下来，随着一切事情，然后要等候这主人的来临，这才是对的。主人来了，看到这个仆人，那仆人就是等候，警醒等候他的仆人。
And he's saying that if there are those who are watching, waiting for him that he will reward, then also in the same church, there are those who are not waiting for him. So in other words, this measure using the imminency of his return and preparedness, then the Lord can now divide the church and define the true Christians that will enter heaven and the false Christians. He can define the true servant and the false servant.
这样一来，任何时候迫切的等候基督来临的紧迫性，做好准备基督来临紧迫性的，任何随时都警醒准备好的这个态度来，主现在 真正的他的仆人带走的被参加背起的他的仆人，这样的基督徒跟被撇下的基督徒之间区别开来，分别开来，谁是真正的基督的仆人，就是谨慎的等候他，做好准备当中，预备当中等候他的才是真正的基督徒。他们才是基督的真正的仆人。没有等候他的，如果你看到先进的教会，他们都是基督的假仆人，不是真正的仆人。基督没有带走，没有提走他们那些没有警醒、没有等候、没有准备的人。这带给我们这强大的伪善，就是告诉我们这伪装伪善。马太21。
He's talking about those who are promising to do it, but they don't do it.
那些应许好了去做，可是并没有去做。
12。
耶稣进了神的殿，赶出殿里一切做买卖的人。
He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling dirt.
推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子。
It is written, he said to them, My house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers.
和卖鸽子之人的凳子对他们说，经上记着说，我的殿必称为祷告的殿。你们早使他成为贼窝了。在殿里有瞎子、瘸子，到耶稣跟前，他就治好了他们。祭司长和文士看见耶稣所行的奇事，又见小孩子在殿里喊着说：“可善那归于大卫的子孙！”就甚恼怒。
Do you hear what these children are saying?
对他说，这些人所说的，你听见了吗？
Yes, Jesus replied.
耶稣说，是的，听见了。
Have you not gone to school? Have you never read from the lips? Have you never read from the lips of the babes, from the lips of the children and infants? You, Lord, have called forth your praise.
经上说，你从婴孩和吃奶的口中完全了赞美的话，你们没有念过吗？
17, we're rushing. He says, and he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night.
于是离开他们，出城到伯大尼去，在那里住宿。早晨回城的时候，他饿了。
Seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves.
看见路旁有一棵无花果树，就走到跟前，在树上找不着什么，不过有叶子，就对树说。从今以后你永不结果子，那无花果树就立刻枯干了。门徒看见了，便稀奇说，无花果树怎么立刻枯干了呢？耶稣回答说，我实在告诉你们，他说，无花果树，神创造的方式。当你看到它们的叶子茂盛了，你必须要找到结出来的果子。
And so that's why when Jesus saw the leaves, he approached the tree and was hungry. He thought he would get some fig fruits and eat.
因此耶稣看到了这棵无花果树叶子茂盛，就想期待着那肯定有果子可以吃，因为他肚子饿，可是发现没有果子，只有茂盛的叶子。
And he said he realized that that was a departure from the expectations from the order of creation.
这已经违背了神创造无花果树的方式。
And that is the same thing he found in the temple.
同样的事情他发现在神的殿里。
Talk about the temple, the apostasy that had entered there.
在这谈的这一切就是那圣殿里发生的叛教。
That they were doing all those things, selling doves, selling things, and doing some Paschal worship inside.
但呢，他们所做的一切买卖，卖鸽子、卖动物等等之类的，所有的一切事情。
But there was no faith in there.
那里头没有任何信心，没有相信基督。
But there was no worship.
没有敬拜。
So it was all hypocrisy.
这一切都是假。假装为善，这是神说的话。
Based on preparedness, you can see those who are hypocritical in their salvation and those who are true servants of Christ.
严谨根据你预备的、准备好的状态，可以辨别出你是否真正的基督的门徒、基督的仆人，还是假装的为善的。基督真正的仆人。他衡量他们的尺子准则是他有没有做好准备，他是不是做好准备。他说他来，他只有带着警醒的做好准备而迫切等候他的人，他来只有带走，只有提走这样的人。我看到了异象当中的主。January 2017, 2017年的12月15号。January 1月15号2017年就把我提走到上空，让我往下边看，我就看到了教会被提走的那个瞬间。他们太荣耀了，他们往这种方向上升上去上天，这是离我二三十英尺的地方，主的云就是神他自己出现了。2019年12月我呼叫他的时候，他会赏赐给你的，如果你做好准备，精心等候他的话。路加十二章，路加十二的37。主赐给教会。
Those that are his true servants,
很宝贵的信息，那是真正的仆人，就是警醒等候他的，在这衡量他的标准只有等候。
He did not say there that it will be good for those servants whose master find them full of faith when he comes. No, he says watching, waiting for him.
满有信心的仆人。主人发现他的信心，那就主这个人有福了，不是这么说的。他要看到的，看见的就是警醒的等候他，他是否等候他。
And then verse 38, he says,
38
of Luke chapter 12,
路加十二的三十八。
It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready.In other words, he sets readiness as the yardstick, the measuring rod, and he measures the Christians in the church. So it will be beneficial, it will be blessedness for those servants whose master finds them ready.
就是这样的基督徒，他的主人来发现他是现在做好准备的状态中，就是这样的仆人是有福了。
In other words, when he's coming to take the true family of God at rapture, he will only check readiness. And if you use that readiness to measure the present day church, then you have a catastrophe in your hands.
他来要提走的神家里的人，就是做好准备的基督的仆人，警醒迫切等候主基督的人，那以这样的准则，这样的尺度来衡量现今的基督徒，现今的教会，你能发现的就是天大的悲剧。
Hata wewe mwenyewe kama mkristo ukitumia utayari huo kama kipimio cha kupima kanisa la sasa basi utaona ya kwamba kunayo shida kubwa sana kabisa wengi wataingia jehanamu.
He says it will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready.
Anasemea kwamba itakuwa vyema.
主人发现了做好准备当中的仆人，这样的话这个仆人是有福了。
Set out to identify, this is it now.Only those who are ready, in other words, waiting for him.
就是如果我们要查找神真正家人的他们的身份特点，就是警醒等候他，并且做好准备当中的这样的人，就是神真正的家人。
Of the night or towards the daybreak. Can you put King James verse 38?
或是二更天来，或是三更天来。看见仆人这样，那仆人就有福了。
And if he shall come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. Now he brings his second watch and he brings in third watch.
或是二更天来，或是三更天来，看见仆人这样，那仆人就有福了。
So he's talking to the first church.
他现在跟起初教会跟他们说着话。第一个教会，我们看的是界定被提的。
And we who are still alive will be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. We, meaning they were including themselves in the generation that will see rapture, that will be raptured.The first watch. In the first watch, they thought Christ would come in the rapture, and that's why they say even we, and we who are still alive, will be translated and caught up with them. They were waiting that much in the first watch, and they thought he would come in the first watch and rapture them.
我们仍然是活着的，也照样变荣耀，要被提走。这样的经文就是在这的我们，就是他们起初的教会，第一个教会，他们以为起初的教会，第一个世纪的教会，新约圣经起初的第一个原始教会，他们当时已经以为他们是被提走，是这样的等候主基督的再临的。
So in the first watch, if they were waiting that much, that people went and sold their homes, sold their gardens, they were waiting for the Christ to come day and night.
他们如此的等候基督的再临，他们当中卖掉自己房子的，卖掉自己土地的，整个一切来要等候主基督的再临。如果是这样的话。
If in the first watch they were saying we expecting,
这是第一个教会，我们他们说的这个我们，这是这第一个教会，当时已经这样的等候。
For the 2,000 years that have tarried, that have delayed, and he has not come.
那这样的话，现在何况就延迟了2,000年以上的时间了。
if he comes in the second or the third watch.
38节说，或是二更天来，或是三更天来。
So you tell me, which watch do you think we are in?
那你说哪一个时间当中我们现在我们现在我们所处的这个时间，如果或是二更天来或是三更天来，他们如此等待了，那就是我们现在这个我们所处的这个时间的话，
you see very clearly saying the second watch or the third watch.
或是二更天来，或是三更天来。
The Lord was hinting here that he might come in the second watch or the third watch.
主在这说的是有可能二更天来或者三更天来。
And find them so, find them ready.
看见仆人都做好准备了。那这样的仆人，只有这样的仆人就有福了。
We are waiting that much, and so much time has passed. Don't you think we are in the second, or we have entered the third watch? If the messengers of the tribulation have arrived, don't you think we have entered the third watch when the king is for sure coming?
你看，现在一更天、二更天都解释了，是不是我们现在处在三更天呢？现在宣布灾难大灾难的先知已经出现了，你是否觉得我们
you can tell that he's about to come? That's why the messengers, the principals, the servants of Yahweh that will participate in the showdown, in the battles that will take place in the tribulation, they are already here and they are doing it. They are striking the earth with virusesThey are at the same time striking the earth with earthquakes. They are shaking the whole universe by colliding neutron stars. They are already doing it.
灾难大灾难当中要做主事工的已经出现在这里，拿着冠状病毒地震来要审判世界，引起了终止性的碰撞，告诉你们时间结束了，告诉你们这就是他了。如果这样的话，你们现在所处的这个时间到底是个什么样的时间呢？
Jay, how much should we be prepared? Because now we know that surely he is about to arrive.
如果我们真的知道确实他要来了，那这样的话，我们应该要何等的做好准备才对呢？
The return of Christ is what kept the first century church.Very enthusiastic about the faith, about Christianity, about holiness, to the point of being able to die for the gospel.
基督带领的应许也抓住第一个起初教会、原始教会的基督徒，让他们成为如此热心的追求圣洁、追求公义、追求悔改的基督徒。这样的话，那我们更接近主基督来临的那何等更大的热心、更大的热情，来要服侍主，来要准备圣洁公义当中准备才对呢？
He says those who belong to his the true servant, those who are the true members of his family, readiness, they are found ready, they are found alert.They are prepared, they are watchful. And then he will prepare a wedding feast, a celebration for them in the kingdom of glory.
那些真正的仆人，他们是警醒的，做好准备的，是迫切等候主基督的再临的。这样一来，他们预备的其实神羔羊的婚宴，那宴席。
They will sit back and recline and feast.In the kingdom of their God.
在他们神的国度，那他们坐席，然后要享受那宴婚宴的。那神为了他们准备永恒的赏赐，在神的国度给他们的赏赐是什么样的呢？神给他们发赏赐，是因为他们做好准备了。他们的警醒，他们的做好准备，他要赏赐给他们，因为他们是注意警醒。这神的仆人到你们这来， 要求整个世界，要求你们的就是做好准备，要警醒，要醒过来，要做好准备，当中被主人发现。如果你们把这个命令，把这个指示放在心中，然后活出来顺服好了，那到时候主发现你在警醒准备好当中，那就提走你很大的筵席，就赏赐，就要赐给你，因为神要发赏赐的就是你的警醒，你的注意，你的做好准备，这是神真正的家人，这是衡量他来决定谁真正的他真正的仆人，谁是假的仆人。非常的强在蒙古的人们，当我们出现要预备道路，做好准备，要警醒，弥赛亚要来了，我们的宣布通过神的启示来力争的，那这是非常强大的。神的启示来见证我们的宣告，我们的宣布。换言之，当你看到现在跟你说话的这两位先知的使工，现在地球上的，你可以看得很清楚，主在说他要拯救你，作为基督徒他要拯救地球，他愿意拯救，他要求人类的顺服，好让神来拯救你，离开罪恶，要圣洁，这样他能够在荣耀当中拯救你。如果你没有顺服，那是不可能的。他说38，或是二更天来，或是三更天来。换言之，他在说基督的再临有可能延迟，他在这说的可能是延迟的。一更天的人要等，或是二更天，或是三更天。
You know, in the Jewish way of reading time, from 9 p.m. up about 3 a.m., that is normally considered the second watch.
犹太人的时间算法，晚上九点到凌晨三点是二更天。
And the third watch normally starts from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m.
三更天是凌晨三点到早晨六点。你可以知道时间都耗尽了。
Alluding here to them that his coming will be delayed until second and third watch.
可是在这暗示给他们的，就是他的来临有可能延迟到第二更天或者第三更天。13:32。
Very powerful, blessed people. The measure of who exactly is the true Christian that will enter glory.
来要衡量谁是真正的基督的仆人，进入神荣耀国度的。13:32。
Who are those true Christians who will enter into the family of God? The family of God on this earth, the Lord is telling us, you can literally look at them and know that this one belongs to the family of God. This one will be taken into glory. Why? Because of preparedness. They're ready all the time. How do you ready? Holiness, righteousness, fear of God, reverence, right standing with God, serving the Lord.
这个人是真正的神的仆人，因为他随时随地总是都做好准备，当中警醒的。怎么样的准备？在圣洁供应惧怕神当中，服侍主当中。做好准备，
then you can tell them even now on the earth, you can look at them and say that that one belongs to the family of God.
你在地上一看，他就看得出来他是神的家人。
You can see when they are on this earth, they are not wearing some immoral clothes. They are not in immorality. They are not engaging in sinful, the sin that has inundated this world.
你在地上一看，他就发现他不会穿那些非道德的衣服，那肮脏的、淫脏的，任何一个罪恶他不会介入。
No, you can literally look at them.
如果你看到他，知道他是等着基督来临的，他的穿着，他的说话的，他选择的工作，并且他作为基督徒的行为表达的方式，他是圣洁主的家人，他是等候基督徒的，并且他的价值体系，他的优先地位，整个一切告诉我们他是等候。不管他们在大学或者工作的，或者结婚了不结婚了，整个一切都告诉你他是否是神的家人。马可十三的三十二。
Knoweth no man. Can you put NIV? It says, about that day or hour, no one knows.
但那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯有父知道。他说，这是对教会来说更加圣洁，更加比这起初基督徒原始教会基督徒比他们相比更加追求圣洁的理由。这段经文就是他们忙着嫁娶，忙着选择世上的东西，一直到他们对弥赛亚的来临都放在一边了。
And he says, Luke chapter 39. He says the following as we continue to pursue that scripture. Luke chapter
12:39.
But understand this.
39.
If the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left the house to be broken into.
家主若知道贼什么时候来，就必警醒，不容贼挖透房屋。再次的强调警醒专注这个宣告，预备你的心，弥赛亚要来了。
Acheni zambi. Tembeni kwenye utakatifu. Repent and turn away from sin. Prepare for the coming of Messiah. He has called the power of this announcement of he that is speaking with you in this scripture because he says that the outcome will be different if you are prepared.
现在接着这段经文来调，你做好预备，那后果完全是不一样，结果完全不一样的。如果你专注这个声音，然后预备的话，结果是完全不一样的。
And that's why in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, he says the following. 2 Corinthians 4:4 he says,
零后四章的四节
he says, the God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers,
使等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们，基督本是神的像。
Satan has found his way into the house, into the generation, and is now deluding them. They cannot see the treasure of the coming of the Messiah.
这样一来，撒旦迷惑了他们，迷惑了教会的心，不让他们看到弥赛亚的来临。
Look at the glory of the Christ that is displayed.
看着基督的荣耀。 显现基督福音的，可是撒旦来迷惑他们，不让他们看到这个荣耀。看着基督的荣耀，现在跟你说的这两位先知的事工彰显出来的，可是你们甚至笑颜了，甚至抹黑了，你们看到了，照样抹黑，转身。
看着基督的荣耀，主差遣我在阿利朗，就是补造两个星期，在那彰显的主的荣耀。看一下神的荣耀，主显示在波美特的，把雨水带下来的这个土地中，一直到今天仍然有雨水，他们的结局完全的不一样，不然的话。 他们都饿死了，后果完全的不一样，不然的话就是干旱当中，他们都饿死的。那不啊，过年下那过来，但不啊，当时我两把王给库发过来，就两个干子，我可能他妈一年，我可能他发些皮里，他那过一些，我可能吃苦了，他娃就发力气，他那，那米不过要个库发，那娃尼亚嘛，我们在土里发了，我个库发，我尼亚嘛，米两米。
Wakati
nilifungwa mbingu pale, mvua ikanyesha, ikapeana taifa la Kenya destination nyingine tena.
Wakati nilipofungwa mbingu pale, mvua ikanyesha, na hivyo basi ikapatia taifa la Kenya hatima nyingine tena tofauti.
He said, this is what is stopping this generation from preparing for Christ. This is why they will be found not ready and miss the kingdom of glory.
这就是拦阻这一代，不让他们预备弥赛亚的来临，不让他们警醒当中被主人发现的，这就是让他们错过背题的。
The God of this age, the devil has blinded them, so they cannot see the coming glory.
被这世界的神，就是撒旦魔鬼，弄瞎了心眼，补教基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。他们看到了。约翰一书。
1 John chapter 2:15 it says, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
In verse 16 it says,
16节。
Of 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书的二章。
The last of the flesh, the last of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的。 乃是从世界来的，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的，是永远长存。
This is very serious.
非常的强大。他说，重生的作为基督徒，
and they tell the Lord, I'll do your work. I'll be faithful.
然后跟主说，我会做主公，我会忠诚的，我会圣洁的。
But when they start the Christian walk,
可是当他们开始基督徒的生活，就开始忘掉了整个一切主要的。 使命就是要警醒的预备基督再临的事情，这个使命。 这是为什么主说，父亲有两个儿子的，他说， 这个父亲有两个儿子，在那个比喻当中，你去葡萄园干活，跟一个儿子这么说。那第一个儿子说，跟父说，不，我不会去的。后来他改主意，然后去葡萄园干活了。然后这个父呢，又跟另一个儿子跟他说了，去葡萄园做干事干活。这第二个儿子说了，是父啊，我会做的，可是他并没有去做了。那就耶稣基督的问题，哪一个儿子遵守了父神的命令呢？哪一个儿子顺服了父神的命令？同样的事情发生在先进的教会身上。他们成为基督徒，都像基督应许说他们会忠诚的，会圣洁，会公义的，都这样承诺给自己的主。可是当他们就开始走起基督徒的道路，就忘记了要等候基督再临的，都忘掉了，丢掉了圣洁。你们看一下现今的教会。
Uses the book of Luke chapter 12, as we put it back there, verses 13 all the way to 48, to really define who his true Christians are, his true servants are, his true family is.
因此路加福音十二章的三十八节开始真正的告诉我们谁是真正的神家里的人，谁是真正的基督的仆人。
He's using preparedness. Please post it on the screen. He's using preparedness to define who the true members of his family are.
他用预备做好准备这个事情来衡量，确定谁是主真正的仆人。38节39节。
He says, but understand this: if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house to be broken into. Again, raising a premium on preparedness and readiness and alertness and watchfulness.
家主若知道贼什么时候来，就必警醒，不容贼挖透房屋。这是你们所知道的。再度的警醒，告诉我们要警醒，要做好准备。事实你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
And in the book of Matthew chapter 13 verse 22, as we run through very fast, as we start to finish up this now, he says, the seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful.
撒在荆棘里的就是人听了道，后来有世上的私欲、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。
Look at the things that are totally robbed of the inheritance that the church had, taken it away from her.
彻底的就是原本赐给教会的所有的允许，所有的继承都被这个世界夺走了，绑走了，不再等候基督的带领。
Matthew chapter 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness."
可是马太福音的6:33告诉我们，先求神的国和他的供应，那剩下谁的一切神会赐给你的。为什么
prefacing the announcement of preparedness, the value of readiness.
神现在要让你们明白你的警醒，你的做好准备，你的等候何等重要。是这么说。
Therefore, store up for yourself treasures in heaven. Why? Because you are preparing for the coming of the King. You are focused on glory. You are ready for the coming kingdom.
马太六章的十九，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。为什么请这么说？因为你必须要在做好准备当中被主人发现。
And he's saying the church that is in readiness for the Messiah and prepared, they look at that, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven. That's where they store their treasures.
为弥赛亚做好准备当中等候弥赛亚的教会呢，把自己的这个财宝都积攒在天上的人，积攒财宝在天上的人，他们警醒，他们至死为止就专注专一的等候弥赛亚的来临，他们的财宝不可能被贼来偷，不可能被虫子咬，因为他们的财宝都在天上。耶稣为教会而来，就是做好准备的教会而来。二十一节神说，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。为基督预备的教会，总是做好预备的教会，他们的心就在天堂，就在基督那里，他们的心就在基督的带领当中，基督的来临当中。
In verse 24 he says,
24节,
he says, no one can serve two masters.
一个人不能侍奉两个主。
Neither you hate one or love the other.
不是恶这个爱那个。
Or you will be devoted to one and despise the other.
就是重这个轻那个。
You cannot serve both God and money.
你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。那你现在看到了，现在男主现今教会不能等候，迫切等候基督来临的是什么？
They live according to Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 to 4.
问出错，可是不断等候迫切等候基督在你的教会呢，就生活在哥罗西三一到四节当中。
Then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
哥罗西三的，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Set your minds on things above, not on things, on earthly things.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
Then you also will appear with him in glory, the kingdom of God.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
And in Colossians chapter 3, the same scripture, chapter 3, verse 17, he says, so you see very clearly in Colossians 3, 1 and 4, that he's saying that those who are his true church, true followers, they are focused on the coming glory, on the coming Messiah.
因此哥罗西三的一到四告诉我们，那真正的主的教会，真正的他的仆人，他们的专注点就是基督的再临上面的事。这就是为什么蒙福的人们就呼叫这一代，告诉这一代说，确保一下你的准备，现在宣告宣布预备做好准备的主的仆人已经在这里了。
Luke chapter 12 as we move on from verse up to verse 48.
Luke,
Luke, Luke, Luke chapter 12.
特谷路加十二。
As we were continuing from verse 31, 35 to
48. 35, 35.
You see very clearly now Jesus finally defining those who are the true members of his family that he's coming to take.
在这耶稣真正的界定了谁是主基督再来要带走的人，提走的人。48, 48, 48,
and the Lord says,
主说
that like that fig tree,
像那无花果树
before we get to this, he says like that fig tree,
那个无花果树那棵无花果树
please, don't worry about it, let me just explain the fig tree, like that fig tree, the present day church is also presenting leaves without fruit.
现今教会也是的，只有先显示出他们的叶子，茂盛的叶子，可是没有果子。
So he says here in verse, again, Luke chapter 12, verse 48.
路加十二的是十八，四十八。
But the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows.
唯有那不知道的，做了当受责打的事，必少受责打。47。
He said, the servant who knows the master's will and does not get ready or does not do what the master wants will be beaten with many blows.
仆人知道主人的意思，却不预备，又不顺他的意思行，那仆人必多受责打。换言之，再说你作为基督徒，很清楚的在这说，你作为基督徒，你收到了神国度的秘密的时候的智慧，并且这个要预备的重大性。主差遣我来要跟你们宣告，要预备弥赛来临之路，要警醒，要准备君王的来临。
And he says, the one who knows what he ought to do, what the master requires of him, and does not do it, will be beaten with many blows.
那是这个仆人知道主人的意思，却没有预备，没有去做了，那那个仆人多受责打。
And then he says, but the one who does not know what the master requires, and then he says, few blows, does not do it, few blows.
可是唯有那不知道的，做了当受责打的事，必少受责打。因为多给谁，就向谁多取。
Someone appear, call the cloud of God. Someone appear, open heaven. Someone appear, heal the well. Someone appear, raise cripples. Without hearing the announcement of the coming of the Messiah, the generations that have died without hearing this announcement vis-a-vis you. How about if you hear it and fail to prepare?
因此，没有看到，没有听到某一个人出现，呼叫下来神的云彩，把坛间起来，把天打开，雨水降下来，这水的一切神迹启示，没有看到神造访的，你就是这样的世代，跟你们这一代相比，你们该受到的，如果你们没有精心做好准备的话，你们该受到的责打会何等可怕。如果你听到这强大的宣告，巨大的大能来，天亲自来见证，父神亲自见证，每次我宣布你在来临的时候，父神亲自来见证的，看到这一切之后没有做好准备，没有警醒的准备。当我宣布天自己见证，父神亲自见证，每次我宣告弥赛亚来临的时候，像阿比让一样刚刚从向亚海岸回来的时候，
How much more will you be punished with many blows if you hear this tremendous announcement with power, where heaven itself is testifying, God himself is testifying, and then you don't prepare.
如果你听到如此强大的一支所有的神迹启示，天堂父神亲自来见证的，看到听到一切，然后没有预备，你收到的，你该，你会多受责打呢？你该受到的何等可怕的惩罚呢？
Je, ukikataa kujitairisha baada ya kusikiza tangazo kuu kiasi hii ambao bingu mwenyewe, baba mwenyewe anashuhudia, alafu wewe mwenyewe eti sasa ukatae kujitairisha. Je, utagadhibika kiasi gani, utapigwa kiasi gani pale jehanamu na hukumu la Mungu. And so, blessed people, those of you who want to receive Christ now.
那些愿意接受主耶稣基督的各位，去祷告，弥赛亚要来了。
We have seen very clearly.
我们看得很清楚。根据他们预备的状态，整个基督徒被分为两类。
And the Lord is talking about again two types of Christians, the church, and he's talking about the rapture of the church, those that will prepare for the coming of the Messiah.
被提走的教会呢，这是已经做好准备的，警醒当中做好准备的教会。
And so, those who want to receive Christ, say, Mighty Lord Jesus.
强大的主耶稣
I repent of all sin.
我悔改我所有一切的罪恶
Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior.
我请救主到我心中来成为我的主和救主请去在我心中建立圣洁和公义预备我为了弥赛亚的来临主啊给我热心给我预备的心赐给我警醒的在圣灵当中到了那天你来了让我在预备当中被你发现为了神的国度让我对罪保持零容忍以强大的耶稣圣名而求我重生了阿门谢谢宣告宣布弥赛亚的来临就告诉你预备对父神来说何等的重要站着父神心中中心的位置做好准备所有的一切神迹启示圣经所做的并且现在世界现在出现的所有的一切神迹启示这两位先知执行的总是指出来一点就是弥赛亚的来临这告诉你这就告诉你预备那一天才是核心才是中心总是所谓的一切神迹奇事主差遣我来要去做的是来要预备你为了那一天这是为什么他来临之前我做这样的事情
All the judgments we have ever suffered, we have suffered everything. Prepare this generation for the coming of the Messiah. By changing their destiny, by
attracting
their attention,
by
attracting their attention,
by attracting their attention,
And so the king is coming.
因此君王要来了。
The Lord bless you.
愿神祝福你。
Toda shalom.
Toda shalom.